That is some great music to start off, and I don't know if you can do it. It's always interesting to figure out how to transport yourself mentally to Destin. So hopefully you are prepared to really separate yourself from your work environment today and take some much needed time to plug in and reconnect and get a clearer, fresher vision. And we certainly have a great leader to help us do that this morning. So Howard Partridge has been a game changer in our life, not only personally for Dean and I, but for our business and for the team members that we've had. I've loved watching how Howard sets the bar so high with the way he does his business, with the way that he takes care of his team, and the way that he leads. So Howard, thank you so much. We're looking forward to what you have for us today. Just for a real quick point for our attendees today, if you don't have the handouts, please look for the Google link in the chat session. You'll be able to get it there. If you have kids that are attending, whether they're the younger group of kids or the teens, you've got an email this morning in your inbox with a special link to that Zoom meeting. So please make sure and get those. Their sessions are coming on a little bit later. So Howard, we're excited. Thank you. Here we go.
Oh, good morning, Sherry. Thank you so much. And I am so excited. I'm so grateful to be in the position to be a part of this community. The fact that I get to lead this community just absolutely blows my mind. And I am so grateful to each one of you and the incredible feedback that I get from you on a regular basis. I mean, having people like Sherry Perry around me and there for you guys, and to get a note from her mom that says, I see a difference, a major dramatic difference in my daughter from the time she started in Inner Circle and to now. And in just a few minutes, I want you guys, all of you guys that are on here, I see all of your names over here to the right. There's a lot of you, so I can't call you out individually at this point in time. But I want you to be thinking about, in the last quarter, what was your biggest gain? What was your biggest win? Could be a mindset thing, could be actual numbers, could be, you know, you made a great hire. Could be that you've survived or overcome COVID-19. And so mainly I just wanted to say how grateful I am for the opportunity to lead, the opportunity to be part of this group. I'm so grateful for Inner Circle. And I know that every single person here is maybe not Inner Circle member. We had a 8-week masterclass with Jim Cathcart, and some of the folks that were on there qualified. We have a few people who are Ziegler Legacy certified ambassadors, trainers, speakers, coaches that we invited to, because their ZLCers are part of the family. And so we typically invite them at least to conferences. And we have a conference every 90 days. And the reason is that you want to get away from your business every 30 days or so. This is just a good rhythm to be on. Even if you don't get away, even if you retreat in your office and just take some time off, just block your schedule like you have to learn and to think and reflect. And that's what we're going to do today and tomorrow, is we are going to reflect. We're going to, in fact, I'm going to give you 7 steps that you need to think about in your retreat today and tomorrow. And Santiago and Rick Jones are at the ready for any feedback that we might need. Of course, Sherry's here with us as well. And some of the folks that are in our leadership group, I'm sure we'll share throughout the program as well. So I'm in Destin, virtual Destin, Dream Retreat just doesn't, you know, it's not the same, but it's second best. And I know that we made the right decision because things have not improved. In fact, our next conference, we do a conference every 90 days, and we're going to plan on doing our next conference virtually. And if things should change, we're going to be ready to pivot and go in person if we can. But I'm here in Destin. I'm wearing my Tommy Bahama shirt. Okay, you'll see I'll show you the back of it later. And maybe tomorrow morning when we start, I'll take you on a little tour of what I call the Destin Dream Home. And get some pictures of Destin and have a virtual background if you want. That's what Sarah typed in, that she's got the palm trees, the virtual palm trees that she can put up in her virtual background. All right. So go ahead and type in some of your biggest wins from the past quarter. All right. Type them in. Sherry Perry, biggest win, watching the team work to excel and serve in these unprecedented times. Let's see. Veronica, I'm going to let my team answer that question. Well, I'll go ahead and answer it. I'm here. We will invite people onto video. We're doing more webinar style today, but we'll be doing more chat than video. Yesterday, we did more video with a smaller group, but we'll have a lot of people on here, even though everybody's not on quite yet. But throughout today, you just stay on the same link, okay? Dr. Caroline Leaf will be coming up, and those of you that are in the adult session, I should say, then your link will stay the same. Those of you that are going to participate in the kids section or the teenager session, then you have a different link in your email. So just go to your email, and we've got all the links in there. Okay, Bob All, Rick helped me reword my 65 interview questions, which resulted in a phenomenal customer service hire. Thank you, Rick, Mr. Bob All, awesome. Okay, great. Let's see. From Mr. Rick Jones, let's see. My team recognized all that we did during COVID and wrote a long list of what we did to help them. One man said he would be out of business if it weren't for us. They are now writing an article on how we have helped people, holding seminars, weekly school owner meetings, live training, suicide prevention. Oh, this is Brenda. Sorry, she's in on Rick's link, I guess. Suicide prevention webinars and more, and even save lives during this time. They're writing an article to have published. Made me proud. Saw and recognized our efforts as valuable. Brenda Sell Jones. Kimberly Coronado, becoming a ZLCer. Yay. Dave Kaufman is actually a COVID survivor. He actually contracted it and survived. Larry Yingling hired a new phenomenal team member. Alice Yao, finding a new service to help pivot the business. Excellent. I have a complete product and course ready to offer anyone in the need of health and wellness coaching. Awesome. Jonathan, is it Lulich? Connecting with people and hiring people that want to work. I've heard from dozens of business owners that are having difficulty finding people that want to work. Thankfully, we've had an influx. Continuing aggressive marketing and advertising through the pandemic. Nate, good to see you. I was so looking forward to seeing you in person. All of you guys, we'll just have to wait until another time. Greg Boss, last quarter was one of our best quarters Because of the help of Ellen and Howard, we are a solvent company and continue to grow. Steve Owens, pivoting after COVID and serving at Ford and seeing everything as an opportunity to grow. Excellent. John Labuda, getting my billing systems documented and trained to my staff, avoiding billing errors that identify thousands of dollars in failed. Get those numbers straight. Yes, converted my math tutoring business from in-center to online services. Awesome. Karen and Mel Zimmerman, we have signed a lease for an office space in August. We'll move our office out of our home after 34 years, and we'll be able to have more regular meetings with our team, be able to sell product from there instead of delivering or mailing it, and meet the public better. Our sales have remained steady or growing each month. Melissa and Jeff, being owner operators, the biggest accomplishment within the last 90 days has been we've hired a professional branding company. We're renaming our company, launching a new logo, website, and all marketing collateral. We've decided to offer two different services now. And once we launch our re-grand opening, we'll move quickly to begin hiring. Lulich. Okay, great. Jonathan, thank you. All right, I'm going to get to, well, I only have a couple more. I'll go ahead and give these to you now. We'll have some more sharing later on. Glenn, in order to be a leader, no matter the genre of industry, you have to be investing in constant education for growth. Due to engagement and reading, we're able to share more with our daily meeting and sharing Ziegler quotes to keep moving forward. Myrna, found new ways to keep project teams communicating and on track, provided new services to clients, supporting them with their challenges, management team stayed aligned and met profit targets. Awesome. Elise, seeing my holacracy concept work in a downturn. Okay, let's see. Richard Morris, attended Jim Cathcart Mastermind Group and refined my business plan, improved my speak, defined my calling, attended the Choose to Win training, and sharpened my coaching skills, and have I've already made money from coaching, much more doing to having time at home. Excellent, excellent. Okay. All right. Last one. Dan Marcus added two new team members and instituted daily meetings, and we're surpassing our 2020 goals and are completing our largest sales ever this month. So that's what I want to share with you today is we're going to talk about how to reach your biggest dreams and goals. And I'm going to pull up my PowerPoint here real quick. And we are in webinar mode today. This is just how we roll today. Now, later on, we will have some engagement time, but we have a lot of people that are going to be on here and get everyone on video. But if you have any questions, just type in. And any questions for a specific person or a speaker, then just go ahead and type it in. Let me go ahead and bring up my screen. Okay, here we go. All right, type in that you can see my screen and you can see it changing. Yes and yes. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. So again, this was supposed to be the Destined Dream Retreat, and we've been doing the Destined Dream Retreat for several years now. I don't know, it might go back 10 years in one form or fashion or another. But even though we are not on this beautiful beach, this is a picture I took last week. Denise and I pretty much took last week off as much as you can be off for you know, in the role that I'm in. I'm still, you know, I didn't take a full sabbatical, let me just put it that way, but I wasn't on the pods or the webinars and things like that. And it was just a good time to get my head and my heart right for this. Denise's mom ended up passing away last week. I just went in the kitchen. She told me that that her dad is now on the way to the urgent care. And he's had this, I think he probably has walking pneumonia. But anyway, he turned 90 on Sunday. So we appreciate your continued prayers for her. And I want to say that, you know, in this world, we're always going to have trouble. There's always going to be things like that happen. But one of the things that I've learned is that you have to, even though you have to respond to circumstances, you don't live your life by circumstances. The idea here is that you live your life by a vision, with a vision. And hopefully that vision is God-given. The reason that I sit on this beach right here, because that horizon right there is it just seems unlimited, right? That horizon. There's something about being at the edge of the water. I don't know if it's the salt air. I don't know if it's the salt air or if it's just the beauty of the water or endless horizon, whatever it is, the sand in your toes. But the thing is that I have been blessed to reach a lot of dreams and goals in my life. And the thing is that what we're going to do is today and tomorrow, I'm going to walk you through a Zig Ziglar program that will outline five simple steps, really, to reach your biggest dreams and goals. And of course, our dreams and our goals have to be qualified. We're going to go through that process. And I'm just going to share with you what I've personally done, what I've seen work, and what many people in the inner circle have done, what many people through Ziglar have done. It's a proven process. It's one of Mr. Ziglar's older programs, but the way that my mind works, the way that I teach, I've loved every minute of it. So make sure that you, the Strategies for Success handout that we gave you, and make sure that you get that printed out right away, because we're going to do session one after I do a little bit of a warm-up and recap. But make sure that this is printed out, or even that it's just up on your computer. And if you want, you can actually type it in. You don't even have to print it out, really. Just be sure to save it. And I'm going to walk you through today and tomorrow the strategies for success. The thing about Zig Ziglar is that, first of all, he reached a lot of big dreams, a lot of big goals. And that legacy and that dream is continuing to grow. He grew up as one of the second poorest families in Yazoo City, Mississippi. I mean, his vision of himself, which is in session one that we're going to go through, was just always going to be a little guy from a little town. And, you know, all of us get to choose our life goals. And big doesn't mean houses and cars and things like that. A big dream means significance. And, you know, if you can reach significance by being owning a butcher shop, that was his big goal. And that's fine, you know, because the thing is that even in that butcher shop, every single day, you can make a difference in the lives of the people that are coming in and the people who are working there and the community around you. But how many of you know that Zig Ziglar's destiny was not being a butcher? Boy, he would have been the most positive butcher you ever saw in your life. But the thing is that, no, he was called for a greater destiny. Yesterday, we spent a whole day with Jim Cathcart, and he wrote a book called The Acorn Principle. And the idea is that your life is like an acorn, that God has put this, you know, as Zig Ziglar said, you're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. And that acorn is a seed. And what's going to come from that acorn is potentially a mighty oak tree that's going to produce a whole bunch of more acorns and mighty oak trees. But he said that what happens to that every acorn, most acorns, as a matter of fact, never materialize into an oak tree. That most of the time they become fertilizer. Maybe a squirrel gets a hold of it and it's food to the squirrel. And maybe it sprouts up and just becomes a little plant. And that's what happens to a lot of people. And again, I'm not talking about houses. I'm not talking about cars. I'm not talking about vacations. Those things are nice. And that's a personal dream. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. As long as you are following what God's plan is for your life. And I'm convinced that God wants me right here on this beach. I grew up on welfare. And I literally feel like I live a dream life. And the most important thing that I do, my biggest dream, is what we're doing right now. It's just having the privilege to lead you through this process. Zig Ziglar had a tremendous impact on my life. His teaching to this day has a tremendous impact on my life. I've been through more Ziglar than you could possibly imagine, but Strategies for Success, which is in this little CD and DVD pack, and I'm going to give you a link later on where you can order this for yourself, because I could go through the manual with you, but nobody can deliver it like Zig Ziglar can. Still blesses me. Going through this that we're going to go through today, is a tremendous reminder of this is how you get to where it is that God created you to go. One of the things that I've also learned is that many times, more than needing to be taught, we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded every single day on what it is we need to be thinking about, what we need to be, how we need to be choosing, how we need to be acting, how we're tracking, how our habits are showing up in our life. So to do that, we need to retreat. I'm gonna show you just a few pictures of last year's Destined Dream Retreat. In fact, a crazy thing happened. This is Scott Flug. I met Scott with Dr. Robert Rome. By the way, I have this little slide deck also in the handouts. You don't have to print it out unless you want to, but just so that you don't have to write all this stuff down, these things that I'm going to share with you, that I'm going to share with you in this opening session. I just want you to have them so you don't have to try to write it down. But I met Scott on a trip to Cancun, Mexico. And we were with Dr. Robert Rome in a small group. And he showed up down there for that week with myself and Dr. Rome, mainly so he could spend some time with me and figure out how to get his business turnkey and all of that. So we started working together. He started working on that business, just taking massive action. Came to the Destined Dream Retreat last year and got a new dream. You want to know what his new dream was? moved to Destin, Florida. So they moved to actually Gulf Breeze right up here. I think Pensacola, Gulf Breeze is probably, if you're going to live full time, what I know about them, probably the better fit for what they want to do. And so, you know, when you just take a step back and you retreat, you spend some time alone thinking and reflecting. You know, John Maxwell said that the law of reflection is pausing to allow growth to catch up with you. You can't stay in the pressure cooker all. So I want to congratulate you for taking a virtual retreat, taking time about your life, to think about where you're going, where you are right now, and how to get to where it is that you want to go. Number two is to rest. And the thing is that we need to take some time off to rest. I personally, one of the things that I started doing, I don't know, maybe 14 years ago, is I take one day a week off, no work, no emails, don't even read a business article. I don't even put anything in my mind that will stress me out. I just take a Sabbath day, period. And that's a very important process. It's a God-ordained process, not for religious purposes, but because God understands how he designed us, and that the physical body, the soul, the mind, will, and emotion all need recovery time. And so getting enough sleep at night, I sleep 7-8 hours a night, and I take one day a week, day off a week. And guess what? When I started taking a day off every week, my production, my happiness, my stress level, everything changed for the better. I had a trainer at the time, and she was working 7 days a week. And when I first told her what I was doing, or I had been doing it for a while, and I said, you know, you should try it out. She said, I don't know. Clients, and the only time they can do training is on Sunday. And I challenged her, and I said, I bet if you simply told them you no longer work on Sunday, and you told them why, that you work 7 days a week, I said, I would be willing to bet that they would figure out a way to move. And if they don't, then that means that, you know, they're not really sold out to you. And the fact is, you can pick up two more clients during the week, and so it's not going to cost you any money. Well, maybe you really like these clients and you don't want to give them up, and I understand that. But the fact is that when your health fails, or because you're mentally stressed, and Veronica Seitz could tell you how much stress actually affects your physical being. Are those clients going to pay your bills? Are they going to be there at your bedside? Are they going to be your caretakers? And the answer is no. And they shouldn't be. That's not, you know, that's not what this is about. They're paying for a service. You're giving them phenomenal customer service, but the thing is that you have to take care of yourself. So we have to rest. Number three is, again, we need to reflect. We need to reflect on our life. That needs to be really a daily thing, but taking a specific, special time to get away, like today and tomorrow, and really reflect on our life, reflect on our business, reflect on our traction, reflect on where we are in relationship to where we're going. Number four is to refresh. I don't know about you, but sorry, I'm reading the chats. I don't know about you, but when I put new information in, or I'm reminded and I take this time to read and to think and work on my goals, it's refreshing to me. And it gets me re-energized. And that is the next one, is get recharged. Now, of course, at the retreat, this is Wanda, Scott Bond's wife, Wanda, and that's their daughter. I think her name is Christy. And she got a vision at the Destined Dream Retreat and just was off and running with that vision and just really had a big impact on her. Renew. Get your, again, our mind, our will, our emotions need to be renewed to focus on the truth. As scripture says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to come back and get away from all the trash out there, the mind trash, and focus on the truth. So today and tomorrow, we're going to be focused on proven, positive, powerful truths. In fact, Beverly Parrish is in this picture right here, and she is going to be sharing with us how to parent. She's a homeschool expert, parenting with the end in mind. Many of you have children at home because of COVID-19. They're trying to do work online, so she's going to bring us some relief today. And then finally, restore. You know, if you think about the 23rd Psalm, David said, he leads me into green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. Your soul needs to be restored on a regular basis by coming and listening to God, putting truth in your mind and in your heart. You can restore your soul. We're going to have Dr. Caroline leave today, be there in person and live. She'll be up at 10 a.m. Central today, right after this session and after the first break. Again, I am going to share with you how to reach your biggest dreams and goals in life and business using Zig Ziglar's strategies for success. And I am so grateful and so excited that we are doing phenomenal youth today. And Sarah Marion and Jamie Hallis, phenomenal Inner Circle members, will be leading our younger ones. And we got Matt Rush and Katie Rush, who are going to be doing Gen Z, and I'm just so, so excited about that. So tomorrow, Tom Ziglar is going to be coming in, and I'm gonna sneak over there and listen in on some of those sessions as well. Okay, all right. So how to reach your biggest dreams and goals in life? I want to first, before we start on the PDF, I want to get us caught up and just do a quick review of where we've been in the Inner Circle this year. Now, if you're not in the Inner Circle, some of this will be brand new for you. But again, I have the slides there that you can use to reference later on. But we started this year intentionally going through a specific process. And this is our third conference of the year. We did one in February, we did one in May, and now here we are at our third one. So today and tomorrow is really all about discover your phenomenal dream life. In that book, in fact, I have it right here. In this book, I also gave you a PDF of this book because it has 17 principles to reach your phenomenal destiny. And those are the 17 quotes that are most meaningful to me. And I wanted to share with you what my dream is. Now, of course, this book talks about my personal dream of finding this property here in Destin, Florida. Again, I grew up on welfare, and when I found this property in 1997, there was one house on this cul-de-sac, and it's right next to my favorite beach in the whole world, Destin, here in Destin, Florida. Topsail State Park Beach is 3.5 miles of unspoiled beach. If you've been here, you know what I mean. I'll probably do a little tour tomorrow morning, and depending on the weather, but maybe at least look around the house. You got to at least see the stairs. These are our stairs. They're the same quotes that are on the back of the book. There's a story behind that that you'll read in the book. So this is my gift to you today. And the house on the beach was a personal dream. But my impersonal dream, as Michael Gerber calls it, the dream that will make the difference in other people's lives, is as follows. I went to Michael Gerber's dreaming room, and he said what you need to do is you first of all need to have a dream, an impersonal dream that's going to change the world. It's going to have a significance in the world. But that dream is an impossibility. For example, world peace is not going to happen. It could be a dream, but it's just not going to happen. So you take the dream, where that's where you get the energy from. That's why in the Ziglar Planner, we're going to do this tomorrow afternoon, you create a dream list. There's a wheel of life that Zig Ziglar created, and it's called a dream wheel. That gives you the energy. You start seeing the vision. And the vision is something that is attainable. Then you have your mission, you have your purpose. So when I went to the dreaming room, my dream that I came up with is for small business owners to, for all small business owners to experience community. Is that ever going to happen? No. Is it happening in the inner circle? You bet it is. My vision is 200 cities that have 50 small business owners meeting in small groups that are experiencing community together, or 50 cities with 200 members. I don't care. It's 10,000 members. We're actually going to finally start on this January 1st of 2021. I hired a consultant, a great friend of mine, my strategic thought partner. Her name is Jody Carroll, and I'm sure she's on today. She's a phenomenal organizational development expert. She's a phenomenal leadership expert, and she's going to go out there and build this thing for us. My mission is to create community in every enterprise I create. My service company, they feel like family there. It's a community. They feel like they work for a family business, but it feels like a family. And then my purpose is to help people have more life, to live in freedom every day. There's no freedom in not getting traction on your goals. There's no freedom in not living the life that you were created to live. Again, you're born to win. God created you for a purpose, but he also gave you your own free will. And so we can use the gifts that God has given us for good purposes or for destructive purposes. When we understand that we were created in his image, and we finally come to terms with the fact that if God created me and he created me in his image, I need to know him. And I need to operate by his principles. Zig Ziglar said that success is doing the best you can with the hand that you've been dealt. I like to say that success is living the life that God created you to live. And the reason that the inner circle exists is because of what I call FTI. The number one reason that people don't reach their biggest dreams and goals is because of FTI, failure to implement. We fail to learn the things that we need to learn. We fail to study the things that we need to study. We fail to actually act on that vision. One of my favorite quotes is, vision without action is just a daydream. But where most people live is action without vision. I got an email from a guy this morning. He was on our boot camp, and he said, you know, I work 24 hours a day. He goes to bed at, he was going to sleep right now, and he's on call 24/7, and he's going to get up in a couple hours. And he said, what suggestion do you have for me? And I said, raise your prices and or hire somebody. You can't go on like this. Raise your prices, do less work. You're going to have to say no, because sooner or later, if you don't, you're going to say no because you're not going to be able to sustain. So every one of us have areas in our life that we're not implementing. And really, it comes down to performance. And so I'm doing just a little bit of a review, because in the inner circle, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to get you to understand that there is a process here, that there are systems on the Inner Circle website for your business. There are principles of performance, the Ziglar philosophy for growing yourself. We have small groups that focus on performance. Because the fact is that the phenomenally successful person builds a phenomenally successful business. Would you agree that usually the reason you're not growing is because it has something to do with personal habits? You're just not doing the things that you need to do. The person who has a phenomenal career is the phenomenally successful person personally. Starting on September the 16th, we're going to add something to Inner Circle, those of you that are members, and it is a personal development webinar teaching from the Ziglar philosophy. We'll do it all year long so that we can make sure that we get this proven Ziglar philosophy in you. So we started out this year and declared it to be the year to perform. The year to perform. Now, even though COVID came, there are still things that we need to do. Maybe the implementation needs to be, I need to pivot. I need to actually believe that I can come up with new ideas. And that's the first thing, is that the reason that we don't implement is because of belief. Zig Ziglar said the secret ingredient of success is desire. And that desire comes from a vision. The reason we don't have desire is because we don't have a vision. The reason we don't have a vision is because we don't believe. So the reason we don't have that desire that's pulling us is because we don't believe that we can. We're here to tell you that you can. If God's called you to it, and if someone else has done it, what one man can do, what one woman can do, another can do. Even if it's never been done before, maybe you're going to be the first person to do it. But belief creates inspiration. The inspired person invites phenomenal performance. And when you adopt positive principles, those beliefs, those principles that you live by, intensifies your life. I was sharing with a group yesterday that one of the things I do is I read scripture every single day. I read a chapter out of the Bible. And every day I pray for wisdom. I read through Proverbs. Sometimes I'll go through a season where I'll read a chapter out of Proverbs every single day. Some of you know about that practice, that if you read a chapter in Proverbs once a day, there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. So in a 31-day month, you read a chapter a day. 30-day month, you might read two chapters. And if it happens to be in February, there's 28 or 29 days, and you can double up for a few days. But the point is that is that adopting positive principles, wisdom, and operating by adopting these principles, not just here, but here, is going to help us to perform. So I'm just doing a quick review to get you guys caught up where we've been this year, what brings us to this point. Those of you that have the replay of the February conference where we taught through this, then you can replay that at some point. Principle one is the potential principle, understanding your potential impacts phenomenal performance. We'll talk about that this morning. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, Henry Ford says. Zig Ziglar said that most people suffer from a poor self-image. We're going to talk a lot about self-image this morning. Number two is the picture principle. A compelling picture imagines phenomenal performance. Question is, what do you see? Human beings do what human beings see. Principle three is the purpose principle. Knowing your purpose inspires phenomenal performance. The question is, why do you do what you do? The challenge with people today, the challenge with young people, the challenge with all the media and the entertainment and the culture that we have is there's no meaning. When it's all about yourself, it's we're going to talk about that. When it's all about yourself and what I can get and what I can do, it's not about that. It's about significance. God created you, and he gave you a specific gifts and a specific purpose on this earth. When you find that, you'll find your way when you find your why. When you find that, then there's a whole new level of inspiration that takes place. Number four is the people principle. The right people influence phenomenal performance. Question is, who do you have around you? Stuart Robinson and I, he's been in Inner Circle for 2.5 years. And I was talking maybe before yesterday, I think it was, or Monday. And he said, we were doing business. I'm getting some insurance from him. And he said, you know what, before you hang up, I want to tell you something. He said, the last 2.5 years have been one of the most significant periods in my life. The people that I've met through Inner Circle has literally changed my life. Number five is the planning principle. The planning principle. Proper planning initiates phenomenal performance. You need a roadmap. How are you going to get there? Number six, the priority principle. Living by priority ignites phenomenal performance. What's important right now? See, you can do anything you want to do. You just can't do everything right now. There is an order in the one thing, in the one thing by Gary Keller, who built Keller Williams Realty. He's the largest residential real estate company in the country, probably in the world by far, said that when he went back and looked at their success, how they grew 40% year over year for over a decade of sustained growth, he said, I noticed that my focus was narrowed down. And the times when we weren't successful, our focus was scattered. Living by a priority. What's important right now? What's the one thing? Here's the focusing question, he said. What's the one thing I can do? That's implementation. Such that by doing it, that's implementation. What's the one thing I could do? Such that by doing it, everything else becomes either easier or unnecessary. I know you may have been through FTI several times on your pods. The question is, have you internalized it? You can't implement and perform at the level you really want to until you internalize it. You have to internalize it before you can really implement it at the highest level. Sometimes we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. Number seven, the process principle. This is so big because there's so many things to do in your business, leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration. And we got to have those systems in place. We need these systems in our own life. We need to to operate by calendar. We need to have personal systems in place to be able to accomplish all the things that we're required to do. What systems will you use? Number eight is the productivity principle. Consistent, persistent productivity ensures phenomenal performance. You got to take action every day. What action are you taking today? Number nine is the progress principle. The progress principle. Tracking your progress illuminates phenomenal performance. I love this right here. I love this. Why? Because every day I can go in there and I can track my performance. This section of the planner is called the personal performance record. What Zig Ziglar did is every day, he didn't use it as a calendar. He used it as a journal. He used it to write down everything that he did every day and to track his performance. And he kept it under his pillow at night. He got up in the morning, he did his affirmations at night, he did his affirmations, he recorded his time. And what that does is it illuminates, shows you. Have you ever been on an airplane where you have the flight tracker? You know, if you go, I watch it a lot if I go overseas, right? And so, you know, you're in the middle of the ocean and then you're getting closer. Okay, we're going over the Northeast, then we're going to come down to Houston. Check in on the flight tracker from time to time. Same is true for your GPS on your iPhone, your smartphone. And then finally, the patience principle. Exercising great patience increases phenomenal performance. How meaningful are your goals to you? How much desire do you have to win in life? How much desire and passion do you have to win in life, become the person you were created to be, make a difference in other people's lives? Well, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Remember Zig Ziglar's pump. He said, if you pump long enough, hard enough, and enthusiastic, sooner or later, the reward will come forth. But there were a few lessons from that. First, you got to put something in before you get something out, he said. And then you got to pump like crazy before you get anything. But once you start getting the flow, don't quit. Just keep a little steady, easy pressure on it, and you'll continue to have the flow. Remember that desire comes from a vision. This is one of my favorite shots from Destin right there. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." When I think about the young people that are gonna grow up with the Ziglar philosophy and the Word of God in them, and the phenomenal people that they're gonna become, it just, wow, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see human beings transform. John Maxwell said, "A dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and emotions, empowering you to do everything you can to achieve it." If your mind, your will, your emotions are not energized, are not engaged, then there is a problem with your dream. And it could be simply a belief problem. I don't believe that that's really going to happen. Nothing happens unless we first dream. By the way, that's the dream beach right there. I was sitting at the edge of that dune this morning, as a matter of fact. Earl Nightingale said that whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. By the way, you can plant good stuff, you can plant bad stuff. It's your choice. Whatever you put, the eyes or the windows of the soul, whatever you watch, whatever you listen to, you think that you could just bring this stuff into your soul and it's not going to affect you. It's not true. It may not manifest in a huge way that causes you problems immediately, and maybe not even necessarily long-term, depending on what else you're putting in, but you are what you think. It's simple as that. Even Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them." Believe, believe, and they will be granted you. Mr. Zig Ziglar said, "You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind." You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes in your mind. So you have to be before you can do, and you have to do before you can have. Dr. Caroline Leaf will be with us after a while. She says, thoughts are things, thoughts are matter, and thoughts grow. There's a graphic on the screen here of how thoughts literally grow in our minds. Again, it can be a weed or it can be a garden. And you literally can change your brain. Zig Ziglar was talking about that in 2009, and probably way before that. We're going to see that a little bit later on. So watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, who you are, it becomes your destiny. Second thing I want to share with you before we get into the Zig Ziglar PDF is, in May, we did a whole conference on train your brain. I'm not going to share a lot on this, but I just want to remind you to go back, pull up the replay, go through and review that, and understand that what we're stringing together this year, starting with performance, and then the idea of training your brain, and now focusing on the components of reaching our goals. If you engage in it, our most successful students just do two things. They simply learn the systems, whether that's the business systems that are proven or the personal development, personal performance systems, and they implement them. That's all I've done. When it comes to the personal, I've just studied Zig Ziglar. I've just studied among other people. But, you know, Zig Ziglar lived his life without blemish. There were no controversies. He lived till 86 years old and lived a phenomenal life. He was authentic. He was real. And his work has transformed millions of lives. So when you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. All right. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. We're going to come back to some of this other stuff a little bit later. And I am going to go ahead and bring up our PDF. We're going to go for another half hour. I'm going to share the session one in the PDF. So if you want to go ahead and get that out and get ready to take notes, I'm going to bring it up on my computer.
Hey, Howard, while you're bringing that up and while people are getting the handout, would you mind just giving us the first of the seven R's that you had on the first presentation?
The very first one?
Yes, sir.
It is retreat.
Awesome. So I'll just type those in for everybody just in case you missed any of them. But the first one is retreat, and I'll get those typed in.
Yeah. Also in the handouts, all the slides that I just showed are in there. Did you catch that?
Yep, we got it.
Okay, perfect. All righty, let's get our strategies for success PDF up. Okay. And I'm just gonna teach straight out of this booklet because I know that if you fill this out and you have this next to you, then you'll have a resource next to you that you'll be able to put your goals program together and put the whole piece together. By the way, Tom Ziegler is going to be here tomorrow morning, and he's going to do session 4. Any questions before I move on? Type them in for me. Deanna, are you saying that that PDF of that slide deck is not in the handouts? Is that what you're saying? I emailed that in, I think, yesterday.
The handouts are just the dream book and then the strategies for success.
Would you get with Victoria and make sure it's in there for everybody, please?
Absolutely. I think she's already working on it.
Okay, it's in there. Orlando said it's in there.
Yeah, perfect. There you go.
Okay, all right. Session 1 is called Building a Healthy Self-Image. Why is it important? There can be no doubt about it. You're born to win. But as Zig Ziglar points out in this session of strategies for success, in order to win, you have to plan and prepare to win. Only then can you legitimately expect to win. Think for a moment about your favorite sports team. You can bet the team plans and prepares to win, and that's what entitles the team to expect to win. Well, you're no different. You've got to plan and prepare too. So does a corporate team, a sales team, or for that matter, a family. At the heart of your planning and preparation is self-image. That's why this session is so important. Everything leading up to your success, your victory, starts right here. When you get your self-image together, you really get yourself together, and it's how you position yourself to win. It's also how the members of your team or your family can position themselves to win. And that's why I'm so happy that so many of you have your team members on here. You have your kids. This is what they're going to learn. They're going to learn the Zig Ziglar philosophy. The younger ones are going to learn from the I Can course, and they can because they are. And the thing is that was Mr. Zig Ziglar's dream. We're literally beginning the process of helping Zig Ziglar, even though he's passed away now, reach his biggest dream. I was at Ziglar headquarters, and I started inquiring about it, and I knew that there was a binder around there somewhere with all the I Can curriculum. It was in hundreds of schools back then, and I asked Lori about it, and she went into the stock room or someplace and walks back to my office with this big huge binder and dusted it off, and she handed it to me, and she said, this was his dream. I don't know if we'll get it back in schools, but I do know that right here on this beach, God spoke to me twice and said, phenomenal youth. People need to know that they were created for a reason. They need to know that our kids need to know that they're important. They are born to win. Therefore, they can win. I can. And they can have a meaningful life. And so this is the beginning of that. And phenomenal you plus him, big H, God, you plus him equals phenomenal success. We can't do this on our own. We just can't. And I want to be perfectly clear about that. You don't have to take that from me. You don't have to accept that from me. But that's the truth that Zig Ziglar lived by and taught from. That's where I'm coming from. Yesterday in our leadership training, one of the values that Jim Cathcart brought out was authority. And my authority is the Word of God. That's why I read the Word of God every day. And most of us who are in this inner circle believe that. All of us can become stronger. I was reading one of Zig Ziglar's favorite books called The Light and the Glory. And it's about American history from the discovery of Columbus, discovering España and the islands all the way up till the end of the Revolutionary War. And there was a great awakening that happened, and George Whitefield, who helped spark that revival, I mean, just preached his heart out. And at the end of his life, he said, "My body is failing, but my spirit is renewed day by day." God created you. And when we get aligned with him and the purpose that he has, I've lived both ways. And I can tell you that with him, phenomenal me plus him is better. Phenomenal me by myself, not good. Session one, get the real picture. Since childhood, we've been developing a picture of ourselves. Oftentimes, these pictures are narrow and even distorted. The pictures are not a true reflection of what we're capable of accomplishing. It's important to get the real picture. Most people who have pictures of themselves that are so narrow and shallow that the pictures have nothing to do with who they are and what they are capable of being. What we have to do is work on the right picture of ourselves so that we can use the ability which we have. See, the thing is, you already have everything that you need. You have the qualities of success, at least the seeds of those qualities inside of you. Again, you've got to be the right kind of person and do the right things in order to have all that life has to offer. Your image has a direct bearing on your performance, whatever the performance that might be. Throughout this manual, there are a number of activities. At some point during today and tomorrow, we may slow down and do some of these activities. Otherwise, you could do them on your retreat. We're going to get done fairly early compared to how late we normally go. And the original design of that was because we go out and do sandcastle building in Destin. In this case, you know, find a quiet place to go and do some of these activities. This particular one lists three of your God-given abilities. And as you do, take the time to appreciate how fortunate you are to have these abilities. One of the things that you're going to see come up over and over and over is gratitude. And the thing is that we should start every single day thanking God for what we have, because every single person on that's watching right now is blessed. You're in debt. I don't know about you, but I know that when I got in debt, it was my doing. I couldn't blame anybody else. You know, but you can be grateful that there are ways that you can move out of that situation. If you have difficult relationships, you ask yourself, did I contribute to that? And I can change. And that will help that other person to change. The fact is, we all have God-given abilities. Take the time to improve your self-image by writing down some of those abilities that you have. List five things that you know that you do right, and then list five things that you would like to do better. All right? Get a clear vision. You have a clear vision of what you want from life. It's really important to see yourself in the world and understand your direction and focus. You can get just about everything on this earth that money will buy without any character, but you can't get any of the things that money won't buy without character. Again, our culture, we don't understand that, we don't seem to understand that you can't shortcut this process, that you want to have peace. You want to have, in fact, Zig Ziglar said that every human being wants the same eight things out of life. They want to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to be at least reasonably prosperous. They want to have friends. They want to have peace of mind. They want to have good family relationships. They want to be secure, and they want to have hope for the future. You can't shortcut this and say, I'm not going to be a good person. I'm going to break the rules, if you will, and expect to have all that. In fact, I demand those things. You have to give it to me. No. No. You can have all the money you want. You can have all the things that money will buy. Look at character. But you can't get any of the things that money won't buy without character. As Zig said, he said that, you know, money will buy you a house, but it won't buy you a home. It'll buy you a bed, but it won't buy you a good night's sleep. You can't buy peace. Peace comes from your character. We got to put new eyeglasses on. We got to have new glasses to see the right vision. Your new eyeglasses are not rose colored. We got to be realistic about life. Bad things happen. Trouble will come. Bob Bodine, who's a great friend of Zig, was a great friend of Zig Ziglar's. He's a great friend of Ziglar's. He said, you're either in trouble right now, or you're just coming out of trouble, or are you about to go into trouble? Everybody in this room, he said. And Jesus said that. He said, in this world, you'll have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, spirit growing stronger, we can overcome the things of the world. Your new eyeglasses are not rose-colored, and they certainly aren't woes-colored. They're vision glasses. With your new pair of glasses, you can see the things that have been there all the time, but you've never seen them before. That's inspiration. When you take the time to reflect, when you take the time to pray, when you take the time to get around other people that can encourage you and support you and speak into your life, you begin to see things. We were talking about a definition of leadership yesterday that I learned from one of my mentors. His name is Jerry Wiles. In fact, that's who I met Jody Carroll through, is a guy by the name of Jerry Wiles. We were talking about leadership over lunch one time. He said, you know, leadership, what a leader does is he helps people think about things that they've never thought about. Now, it's surprising to you, it's surprising to me, that some of the things that we are going to talk about today, many of the things, maybe most of the things, nobody ever sat down to think about. They just follow whatever they see on the media, whatever feels good. They've never thought about this. You could be a leader by helping people not just think about these things, but see the benefits of them. With your new pair of eyeglasses, you can see things that have been there all the time, but you've never seen them before. Have you ever watched a movie and about the 16th time you saw a scene in that movie that you're like, has that always been there? I never saw it before. Just the way that the mind works. In fact, when back in the day, probably about the time that Zig was teaching this, he said, listen to my CDs 16 times, because by the 16th time, you'll be able to finish the quote, finish the sentence, finish the story, and that's when you've internalized it. You've memorized it. You'll hear something that you hadn't heard before. If you let someone else row your boat, they're going to take it where they want it to go, not where you want it to go. The fact is that we conform. We conform to the ways of this world. And scripture says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can save a minimum of 1 hour a day by the simple process of knowing what your objectives are for the day. You cannot consistently perform in a manner that is inconsistent with the way you see yourself. Get passionate about your skills. When you really want something, you'll get passionate about achieving it. Passion can hurdle barriers and scale mountains. You can rely on your skills to build passion in your life. See, the thing is that God has given you gifts. He's given each one of us different gifts. And when you get passionate about those skills and you understand how those skills can make a difference in other people's lives. In fact, in my dream book, I have a little diagram. I think it's in this book. Might be in my FTI book. Anyway, yeah, there it is. It's called the purpose diagram, and it's the purpose triangle. And at the bottom, it has your potential. These are the gifts that God's given you. And then on the right side, it has passion. And on the left side, it has a problem. And Zig said that when your passion meets the problems of this world, that's when you're going to be successful. And so you find your purpose. You find your purpose where the world's problems meet your passion. That gives you the path that you need to be on, where you can make a difference, where you can reach that dream. Passion is born when you get a glimpse of your potential. When passion is born, performance takes monumental leaps forward. Anything that can be learned or taught is a skill. Qualities are skills. You already have those qualities. Maybe some of them are in a big, you have them in spades. Maybe some of them are just seeds that haven't germinated yet, but they're there. And you have to bring those skills up. I love the story that Zig tells about a man down near Beaumont, Texas. And it was during the Depression. He needed money, so he put his land up for sale. An oil man came by and said, "Sir, we believe that there is oil on your property, and we would like permission to drill for that oil, and we're going to share the proceeds with you." He said, "Well, I have nothing to lose and everything to gain, so let's do it." Well, they drill for oil on his property, and oil they did find. This became one of the largest producing oil wells in history, and he became an instant millionaire. Or did he? You see, he was a millionaire. He's a multimillionaire all along. But until the oil had been discovered, brought to the surface, and brought to market, it had no value. The same is true about your qualities of success. Your gifts, they're there, they're in you. But until you discover them, until the lights go on, and you realize that you have gifts, and you bring them to the surface, you develop them and offer them to the marketplace, or offer them to minister to others, they're not going to have the value until you bring them to the surface and bring them to the market. Remember that no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. This is one of the most terrible diseases that we have, and that is the comparison disease. I sometimes think, I mean, everybody suffers from this from one degree or another, and you have to turn it off and turn on the truth. Just about everybody in my neighborhood right here, everybody here is like mega rich. They all have airplanes. They fly on their own private jets. Company jet, company's paying for it. And I'm like, you know, I'm the poor guy on the street. But that thought should never even enter my mind, because the fact is I know I wouldn't like being in their position and what they have to do. That's their life, not my life. I have to be grateful for what I have. And there's so much, too much going on that we compare to other people. Remember that failure is an event. Even if you fail, failure is not a person. You are not a failure. Yesterday really did end last night. Today is a brand new day, and it is yours. You can start all over again today. So turn to when we go on break, I want you to do a couple things. At some point, turn to this, the qualities list on page 8, this list right here. And what Zig Ziglar asks us to do, he says, you may not recognize the qualities in yourself, or certain of these qualities may be better developed than others. However, these qualities are skills that you can learn and improve. The best way to learn and improve these qualities is to claim them every day. By claiming these qualities, you'll be able to build a better self-image. You will build a better self-image. So here's what you do. Every morning when you get up and every night before you go to bed, you say, I, your name, I, Howard Partridge, have the following 34 qualities. I'm honest, I'm intelligent, I'm a goal setter, and continue claiming each quality. Sounds silly, but it works. You're actually retraining your subconscious or your non-conscious mind by doing this. Once you establish in your mind what you're capable of doing and get a glimpse of your potential, that's when passion is born. And when passion is born, performance takes monumental leaps forward. Remember, it's about performance at the end of the day. Also, remember this, you can change who you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Ziglar has a self-talk card that you can find online. But just print this qualities list, put them in your planner, and review them as you're going through your Ziglar performance plan. And then finally, number 3 is make a list of your greatest, most important accomplishments. Keep that list in your planners. In fact, at the end of the planner, at the very back of the Ziglar performance planner, it has charting your progress. So far, and there's a lot of stuff, of course, I've done in this year, but so far I put down that I published my book, FTI. I met Donald Miller and had him come speak at our conference. That was a big deal because he charges $50,000 for a keynote. He offered to come. I sailed in the Caribbean, spent a total of 63 days. I need to update that because we've been here. When we leave, we'll be here for 2 more weeks here at my beach house. And I helped my son buy a house. So those are just some of the things that that I put down. Listen, Saturday, it's August. We need to understand that halftime is already passed. And we need to take this stuff and use it and implement it so that we can finish the year well. All right? We're going to take a break in 5 minutes, but I'd like to bring on Santiago, Sherry, and Rick and just get a little bit of feedback from you guys.
What's up, Howard?
What's up, Chief?
Man, oh man, oh man. I got to say something, though. It's pretty crazy to think about each one of those little lines that we're filling in from this handout. You could spend hours just thinking about each one of those. Now, before I go into the ones that stuck out the most, there was something that you shared that I don't want people to just kind of dismiss because they've heard it before or it's almost too simple, right? But the question is this, do we live by principles or by circumstance?
Love that.
I tell you right now, there's a lot of circumstances that are saying, you know, things are not looking real good. Ooh. Or can I then say, you know what? I'm going to live by the truth. And this is the truth that I can keep telling myself of who says it and do I believe in the word and where it's coming from. The second thing that I wanted to talk about, because then that leads us into who is saying this message. And, you know, when this little line about your new eyeglasses are not rose-colored, they're certainly not woes-colored. They are vision glasses.
That's right.
How often do we take some time to just understand what our vision is for our future? Yeah. And going back to that previous statement, what are the principles that are helping guide that vision? Are they truths or are these messages that are being put into us by outside, you know, messages or forces? Let's just put it that way, right?
Yes.
So I love this, and it's interesting. Just even this morning when I first woke up, I was reading this super interesting article about some things that, you know, we can work with team members every single day, that if we just ask this one little simple question, it can make a night and day difference as to how they feel about the day. There are a lot of people that are just going to bed every day and saying, what did I do today? And they don't know. So here's one thing. Zig then talks about this. You shared it in the book. It says you can save a minimum of a 1 hour a day by the simple process of knowing what your objectives are for the day. Yes. Now, I'm going to ask you a simple question. This is what the studies show. They did thousands and thousands, and they found out the simple little question. What is this? It's so, you're going to hear and you're gonna be like, really? It's like, yes, it's one of those. Okay. And here it is. What are the one to two things that I need to achieve today in order for this to be a successful day?
Yes. Period.
That's it. And but here's the next part. You go do them.
Yeah, amen.
So you don't just talk about, oh, that'd be cool. But you go do them. That's why you don't put 100.
Right.
Over half.
I'm glad I got Santi on here because I think I got a text from Christian. And I think he could tell that I'm kind of like in destined mode. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, slowly up the ramp. Then Santi comes on. What's up, everybody? It's like, whoa, I better get with the program here. You know, I'm on beach time.
Mr. Rick, I'm on coffee number four. Come on, let's go.
Great time coming up. I'm going to get me some more. Mr. Rick Jones.
You're on mute, Rick.
Yeah, unmute yourself, Rick.
There we go. Does that make it better? Good.
Okay. Hi, Brenda.
Hey, you've been talking a lot about belief, and you're talking today about self-image. Where does all this come? The first thing I want to just point out is this, and it all started in a book called Genesis from the Holy Bible. God said, and folks, this is really serious stuff. I'm not kidding. We really need to think about this. God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Folks, we're made in the image of God, all right? That says right there the kind of self-image we should have. You can't. It doesn't get any better than that. Now, somewhere along the path, we distorted that. a lot of things that go on in our life. But I want you to listen to a few other things that God said right behind that. He said, God created man in his own image, and the image of God, he created him. Then he gave us some orders. He said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over everything there is. That's business, all right? And he gave us the abilities to do that. But when we have the wrong belief, which guides our image that we have of ourselves, then we are not able to do the things that God really designed us for. So when I see the word belief, this is what comes to mind. I was writing notes as you were teaching this morning, Howard. I said, our beliefs basically determine our attitudes. Our attitudes determine what we do, how we do it, how we communicate, the questions we ask, the statements we make, how we treat people, and how we make decisions. And those decisions, the directions that we take, where we're going to end up, and the results that we're going to get. So when we talk about self-image, and we talk about ourselves and our belief system, to me, that is the foundation, as Zig says, about everything. It's who we are, it's our DNA, and we have to make sure that we are doing the things to develop it right. And Zig Ziglar put it in his books. That's why he designed this program. And I think the more we get into this, this is something we need to give our kids. I mean, when they're old enough to understand this, they need to see this. And I say that for this reason. I asked Tom, why did Zig write the book, See You at the Top? He said, to help people to see themselves in a better light, to have a strong self-image. That's what it's all about.
Yes, yes. Well, they're going to be getting a nice dose of it after a while. Phenomenal Youth and Generation Ziglar.
But not just them.
Right, our kids, yes.
Us, too.
Us, of course, yes.
Us, too, absolutely.
Listen, I would like to answer Karen Zimmerman's question. And for everybody's benefit, you're going to especially want to do this when Dr. Leaf gets on here. And someone asked, how do I see the speaker bigger on the screen? If you go up to the top of your video screen and click speaker view, then you'll see the speaker in full frame. And you're going to want to do that when Dr. Leaf comes on, okay? All right. Sherry, you want to take us to break? And by the way, when we get back from our break, Dr. Caroline Leaf in person.
Yeah, so let's go to break. We're going to come back in, looks like 13 minutes. So we'll see you guys back here at 9.
We can give them 15 because she's not going to start until 10. So
15 minutes, and they'll put the time on the screen for you. And
that's called delegating correct. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to roll with it. It's all good. So come back whenever you want.
15 minutes. Bye, everybody. See you.